question from Sharon. She's in Australia. I recently put a cast iron Le Creuset pot in my microwave. It's got expensive cooking culinary taste. They're nice pots, aren't they, Le Creuset? It was in there for 20 seconds and it flashed. Nothing cracked, but there was a burning smell. My question is, why? And could that have contaminated the food in the pot? So who have you poisoned, Sharon?
I guess Le Creuset pots, they're cast iron. They've got a cast iron lid as well. What might have happened is that if the cast iron pot and the lid were insulated from each other, because the microwaves the way they heat things up is by making electric currents flow through them. So you get big electric currents through both the pot and the lid. And if somewhere you get a large enough voltage between the pot and the lid to cause a spark, you get a spark between the pot and the lid, and that will probably that'll probably make the flash, and it might damage some of the enamel on the surface.
Do you think it makes it really, really hot? And maybe splinters off some of the enamel and vaporises.
You might vaporise some of the enamel. I don't know what they put in the enamel. Yeah.
Do you think it would have been toxic? Because she's obviously worried about being sued, having fed someone out of that pot.
I mean, it's probably not going to taste very nice. I doubt they put anything too poisonous in the enamels on cookware in case you kind of scrub them and you end up eating bits. So I wouldn't worry too much. It's going to be very low quantities. But I wouldn't eat lots of it out of preference, personally. Also got a question here from Kieran in Dublin. He says he loves the show and he listens to the podcast every week, which is great. His daughter came home from school recently to announce that she had learnt at school that day that you could get wetter running through a rain shower than walking. How can this be?
I think, actually, this is a really good question that we should say to, what do you think at home? If you're out in the rain, should you walk calmly through the rain? And alternatively, if you haven't got an umbrella, of course. Or should you sprint through the rain, which will make you wetter? How do you stay dry? Email chris@thenakedscientist.com if you have a solution. What's the best way to get home in the rain and stay driest? To answer Kieran's question.